Bringing the historic Jefferson Theater in downtown Beaumont back to life meant more than just restoring its physical beauty, obscured by beige paint and decades of decline. The trip from grandeur to decay and back for the 1927 movie house took 76 years, legions of volunteers, millions of dollars, painstaking restoration, and enough gold leaf to regild a palace. That's what it was when architect Emile Weil designed it with a Mediterranean flair. Arched windows, doorways, faux balconies, warm-toned walls, and decorative wrought iron everywhere. The theater was built for $1 million and featured a welcome invention for the sultry climate, air conditioning blowing down from lacy brass vents. Times changed. Suburban multiplex cinemas and old age stole the Jefferson's thunder, but its doors never closed, even when the wrecking ball threatened. The Jefferson Theater Preservation Society came to the rescue, raising $6.5 million to save the Texas landmark. Architects David Hoffman of Austin and Milton Bell of Beaumont drew the restoration plan. Finally, the grand old lady rested while workers spent 3 years on the project. Ancient paint cans provided clues for the right pigments for delicately stenciled beams and other details. The Jefferson reopened in 2003. The massive chandelier, a replica from the Palace of Versailles, now blazes with 350 bulbs and a small fortune in gilt. Life-size statues of Greek goddesses nestle in illuminated alcoves. Rich burgundy velvet drapes the stage and covers cushy, wood-trimmed seats. Carved gold-encrusted columns, moldings, corbels, urns, medallions, and crests grace the lobby, main floor, and balcony. Best of all, the merrily lit old-fashioned marquee trumpets the Jefferson's vibrant comeback not once but twice. Most recently, in 2005, from damage caused by Hurricane Rita.